Craig Button joins us. And Craig, you were in the GM chair. Can you recall a time where, like, most people thought in May, like, Dougie Hamilton was going to get $8 million, right? And I was kind of going to be the bar for free agents. And then all of a sudden, you know, Makar signs, and I know he's an RFA, but his whole contract's RFA years, and I think that impacted. But then Seth Jones, Werenski, Hamilton, and all of a sudden the market jumps up to $9 million. Were you surprised at how quickly it jumped up when most people thought it would be $8 million only 2 months ago?
Well, I mean, I think you got to look back to Alex Pietrangelo last summer as a free agent and look at what he signed for. And that was kind of – but these players are all younger. I mean, Makar's younger. Darnell Nurse is younger. You know, Dougie Hamilton is younger. We're talking about Dougie Hamilton's 28, Darnell's 26. Obviously, he has one more year before the new contract kicks in. You know, Makar is a lot younger. Werenski's 24 years of age. So I think there's, like, you know, you start to look at it and you start to say, okay, you know, we got these players not at 30 or 31. We're getting them now at 23 and 24, and we know we're going to be locked in with them for whatever, 6, 7, 8 years. And you can feel a lot better about projecting that out at that value. So I'm not really surprised. And I think you gotta look at kind of Pietrangelo as kind of the benchmark for the free agents. And Dougie Hamilton's a real good player. And so it didn't surprise me when he's at $9 million. You know, when he's 2 years younger than Pietrangelo.
So, you know, when you're a GM, do you give pause at all when you see the market jumping up and just the way it's, you know, these big deals, although they're to solid players, they kind of handcuff a GM, do they not, moving forward? But you just have to get your main core guys and locked up and you just move on, Craig?
Yeah, well, you know, Jason, it's a damned if you do and damned if you don't, right? Like, you know you have these players and you know how good they are. And they are. They're really, really good. But to your point, you start to go, okay, if I don't have them, well, what does it really mean? So I need to have them. And they've grown in your organization for the most part. I mean, I'm talking about Werenski and Darnell Nurse and Cale Makar. So you start to say, hey, wait, these are players we've invested. They're young. But at the same time, you know at some point in time you're going to get hamstrung. You know it. There's just no way around it. And with a flat cap, you know, I think GMs and organizations right now are probably looking at a little bit about, hey, you know what? We don't know what 3 years will look like from now in terms of revenues. So hopefully we get that bump up in revenue, which bumps up the salary cap. But I think that there's a little bit more ease knowing you're giving these contracts to players in their kind of hitting their mid-20s, you know, not into their 30s. It gives you a little bit. But it's absolutely going to hamstring you. I mean, let's just look at the Edmonton Oilers right now. 9.25, 12.5, and 8.5 for Draisaitl, McDavid, and Darnell Nurse. I mean, if the cap doesn't go up, you're getting hamstrung at some point in time on certain players.
Craig Button joins us on Edmonton Sports Leader TSN 1260. So, Craig, where'd you come out on the Nurse contract?
Well, here's the way I describe Darnell. He's a unique player. Ask yourself this. How many players are like Darnell Nurse in the National Hockey League? There's not very many. I don't even know if there is one like him. I mean, he skates, he plays big minutes, he contributes offensively. You know, you think about the all-around game of Darnell Nurse, and again, he's 26 years of age. He's got lots of years. He skates freely, and I think last year was one where the Edmonton Oilers saw how good he can be, and I think Darnell Nurse realized how good he can be. So, you know, like, I mean, we can look at it. So are we going to quibble? Should it be 8.5? Should it be 8.75? Could he got 10? It all depends. I mean, I want Darnell Nurse on my team, like, because he's unique. He's unique. I want unique players that compete like Darnell Nurse. So for me, zero problems having Darnell Nurse locked up like that.
Tom Craig Button breaking down the world of the NHL. He's the director of scouting for TSN. So you know you look at where the Oilers at, and you touched on some of the issues of the flat cap and such. Does this, you know, where does, or when, like, how far out does the GM start to think, I got to be creative because the Oilers need a goalie next year. But if Puljujärvi has a good year, you know, which I don't know that 20 goals is out of the realistic possibilities. Nurse's money jumps up, and you're kind of locked in a lot of other spots. So, you know, how creative do you have to start thinking as far as what that goalie spot might look like when Mikko's time is up here with that contract?
I think there's a couple ways to look at it, Jason. And Jason Gregor, I know we talked a little bit about this, you know, with Edmonton looking at that pick and going, okay, should we take the goaltender Wallstad or should we take Xavier Bourgault? And, you know, I think a big part of that was how much Stuart Skinner has progressed in his game. And I think Wallstad's closer to playing in the National Hockey League. I think he's as close to playing as any forward or defenseman you would have drafted at that point in the draft. So he's advanced. But I think the Stuart Skinner, and the reason I bring up Stuart Skinner here, he's not going to be on a contract, you know, coming out. You look what Aiden Hill just signed for. To me, what you have to do, Jason, is you have to develop. You have to have players, and you have to have players coming in. You know, I think it's easier for a forward or defenseman to come in and contribute on an entry-level contract than it is for a goalie. But you got to work that goaltender's development along where when he can contribute to your team, his contract is manageable. So I don't think it's so much – I think you have to get a lot more creative if you haven't – if you don't have players in your organization that can fill that important position. And I think Stuart Skinner has really shown tremendous progress, which probably led them to say, hey, listen, we're going to get Xavier Bourgault here and, you know, continue the development with Stuart Skinner. So we may be using semantics here. I don't think it's so much about creativity as about planning ahead and making darn sure that you have players in the pipeline that can come in and play. Because if you don't, that's where your prices escalate even to a greater extent, because now you got to go bring those guys in. And, you know, even if you look at Jacob Markstrom last summer, you know, if Jacob Markstrom signs in Edmonton rather than Calgary, you know, what does that mean? Like, are they able to go and get Hyman? There's going to be impact all the way through depending on what you do. I do this, this is what it means. I do that, that's what it means. But when you have players in-house that can step in and play, I think it makes a big difference to your abilities to ice a really competitive team without trying to leave yourself short.
Craig Button joins us on Edmonton Sports Leader TSN 1260. Now, speaking of players in-house, Craig, Dylan Holloway. He comes to camp this season. You've got Nugent Hopkins, you've got Hyman, you've got Fogel. But Hyman can play the right side. He shoots right. Nugent Hopkins can play center. Like, here's an opportunity where Holloway comes in. If he plays well, you know, that maybe they move the top nine order around, but otherwise he's in the American League. How close is it? What do you like best about Holloway? And could you see, if it's Nugent Hopkins, Draisaitl, McDavid, is there one center you think he would fit the best with to start?
Well, I think at times, Jason, we get into this, who would he fit best with? So I'm going to describe Dylan Holloway to you. So in my assessment of Dylan Holloway, I think he's clearly ready to play. I think he's clearly ready to contribute at the National Hockey League level. Are there going to be some growing pains? There is for every young player. But I think he's ready to play. Now, there's three elements of Dylan's game that I think help him be able to take advantage of playing with Nugent Hopkins, McDavid, or Draisaitl. And that is, he's an excellent skater. And that skating, he imposes himself with that skating. He does it on the forecheck. He does it on the attack. He gets open at the right times, which speaks to the hockey sense. He's got really good skills, and you got to be a smart player to play with those guys. And then number three, he's got size, he's got power, he's got bulk. He's going to push his way into those areas. And I think that he's a player that the Edmonton Oilers don't have. They don't have players like him. He has got the skill, the power, the skating, and the brains. And I've watched him grow since the time he was 14 years of age. And I think he can play in any situation. I think he can play with any type of player. And I think he understands exactly what he has to do to help them be the best and to contribute to the team. So, you know, I mean, over time you start to see, okay, well, he really looks good here, so we're going to leave him there. But I think Dylan is that well-rounded, and I think with all the attributes he possesses, and Jason Strudwick, he's on an entry-level contract. This is exactly the guy, you, type of player you need to be able to contribute on that contract. That's what you need.
Yeah. So with that, all those things being said, and let's assume that Dylan Holloway can be a contributing top nine winger by January. Would you, you know, let's say you were in charge, would you seriously look at something Gregor's put forth, is putting Nugent Hopkins at center behind Draisaitl and McDavid?
Well, here's what I would say, is that, you know, it gives Dave Tippett options now. And like, okay, so like you're playing one team and you know Ryan can play on the left wing. Now if you sit down and go, hey, listen, we're going to have him playing the center ice position tonight, maybe it gives you a chance to put Draisaitl with McDavid and now Ryan slides into the second hole. I like options. I love having options on your team that a coach can use to maximize you know opportunity within the game, depending on who the opponent is. Come playoff time, mix and match. So, I just think that when you have players that can be, you know, really adaptable, can fit into different areas, I think that helps your team. I think it makes it difficult for opponents to zero in on one area and try to stop you. And Dave Tippett's a sharp coach, and I think that he can use players like Hyman, like Fogle, like Holloway, Nugent Hopkins, Draisaitl, McDavid, all the way through, and understand, hey, listen, this type of opponent tonight, this is where we can gain an advantage on them. And, you know, I think it's very similar to the forward group that Paul Maurice, not similar in this, in the same way of skill or whatnot, but you look at Winnipeg and Paul Maurice, he can work players in and around the lineup. And in that forward group, depending on what's happening, and even when a player is struggling, you give a player a little bit of a less a challenge, that helps that player too. So I think the opportunities for Dave Tippett as a coach to use players that can fit into different areas is really nice for a team to have.
Craig, any big pickleball matches lately?
No pickleball. I'm up at the lake in northwestern Ontario. I'm up in the Lake of the Woods area. We came up here last night, and we're going to be hanging our hat on the lake for about 10 days. So I don't see a lot of pickleball. I see some kayaking, some fishing, and a whole lot of just lounging around.
No tan lines, eh?
I don't know, Jason. Maybe there'll be tan lines.
Well, I would hope so. Butts, have yourself a great weekend. We'll talk to you in a few weeks.
Okay, yeah, you guys have a good weekend too. Thanks.
There's Craig Button from TSN. He's all discombobulated now.